This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm Sammy Jacobs. With me is TJ Inman, and we're here to break down the 2020 Indiana football schedule that dropped on Saturday morning. In case you missed it, it was on Fox's Big Noon Kickoff show in a kind of tantalizing fashion of drop a week and then, you know, wait maybe 15 minutes and they'll drop it again. But first, we have a word from our sponsors over at Bet Online. You might not be at a game this year, but you could still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure that you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any place online. You could get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right. The schedule came down on Saturday. TJ, we'll go through it real quickly. Indiana's opening the season at home on October 24th. Against Penn State. Just a side note, though, TJ, the Big Ten is waiting a little bit to announce those Friday night games, so we'll see if October 24th or October 23rd is the opener, but right now it's October 24th. After that, on Halloween, they take a trip to Rutgers. November 7th is a home date against Michigan. November 14th, they battle for the old brass platoon up at Michigan State. So they're back-to-back years up at East Lansing. November 21st, they travel to the Horseshoe at Ohio State. November 28th, you get Maryland at home. December 5th is at Wisconsin, a very cold potential snow game up there. And then December 12th is the bucket game at home. December 19th is a special week. It's Champions Week. The opponent will be determined by Indiana's finish in the Big Ten. So one will play the one seed out of the East, will play the one seed in the West in the Big Ten Championship. Then the two seed will play the two seed, and so on and so forth. I heard the Big Ten is trying to avoid a repeat. Indiana's last two opponents are both Western Division opponents. So it'd be really tough for the Big Ten to see back-to-back bucket games on December 12th and December 19th. So I think they would avoid that going there. But what are your initial thoughts, TJ, on the schedule?
My initial thought was, I don't really care what the schedule is. I'm not going to complain. But, you know, I looked at it and was not surprised. Really, when you think about it, they were locked in. You knew that they were going to do the East. They were going to be playing all six East opponents. That leads you two games. You knew Purdue was going to be one of them. And it made sense to have, one of those crossover games, the second one, be somebody that's already on IU's schedule before. So you look at Indiana's initial Big Ten schedule, really IU drops Illinois. So overall, when you look at what the schedule could have been, they lose three, very likely wins in the non-conference. They lose Illinois, which would have been somewhat of a toss-up, but IU would have been favored there. And you left with eight games that just at the initial outset looks like a very tough slate, but one that I think is more manageable, more balanced than the schedule that was released, the nine-game schedule released in August. This one does not feature any of those killer stretches that we saw. As of right now, we don't anticipate seeing any back-to-back games against ranked opponents. Whereas the one in August had, you know, three or four in a row against really good opposition. So there's not going to be any easy weeks for anybody, but I do think that this is manageable for IU to, I think, reasonably go 4-4, 5-3 if they can steal one against somebody maybe they're not favored to do so against.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I looked at it and you go, yep, that's 4-4 if there's win the games that they should win. Yeah. Rutgers, Michigan State, Maryland, Purdue. It's a lot more manageable than the schedule that came out on August 5th or 6th, whenever it was. And you had to go to Minnesota, and you had Wisconsin and Penn State back-to-back to open the season. I think it's a little bit more manageable. It's still tough. You still have back-to-back trips to Michigan State and Ohio State, and we'll see what Michigan State is. But, you know, nobody has high expectations for them. And, you know, then you finish the season at Wisconsin and you get a rivalry game at with Purdue. So it's going to go really quick. We think a 12-game schedule goes quick. 8-game schedule is going to go really quick. So my initial thought is, you know, schedule's out, let's play. You know, you open up and you hit the ground running with Penn State. And you go to Rutgers, and that becomes a – you got a win game with Michigan coming in next week. Let's talk about the Hoosiers' most important game, TJ. To me, I think it's at Michigan State. I think that is the most important game for IU. It's a game that I think they probably should win up there. They probably should have won last year up there as well. And it's kind of a revenge game. So to speak, you have Michigan State who's rebuilding. They have a couple players who have opted out. I don't think they've opted back in with Jacob Pasternak, and I believe one of their top offensive linemen as well has opted out. So that's a game, and it swings the season. If you know, let's say it plays out as said, and Indiana drops Penn State and Michigan, and beats Rutgers, you're looking at that. If they drop Michigan State, you go to 1-3 heading to Ohio State with a chance to go 1-4. If you beat Michigan State, you're 2-2, and you've got your four wins on the table there heading to Ohio State and things like that. So, and it's a battle for the brass platoon. It's a chance to win that trophy back for the first time since 2016. So that's my most important game. TJ, what's the most important game on the schedule for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the correct answer. The easy answer that comes to mind is, well, it's the bucket game. I think you can always say that, but from a strictly looking at the season, analyzing the schedule, looking at what is going to be a toss-up game that IU really can win, based on where it falls, you have to say it's Michigan State. It's a tough road game, no doubt about that, but that's one that you would like to think that where Indiana's program is at is going to be ahead of where Mel Tucker's first Michigan State team is. It's very tough to project anything, as I think we will say often, and we'll try not to repeat it too much. It's going to be very hard to project anything when nobody knows, including the coaches, what the roster is going to be from week to week. You know, given what we know, though, that's a game that IU is going to need to get, because you would expect a loss to Penn State. While I do think Penn State is vulnerable, that's a winnable game for Indiana. It's not impossible. Penn State will be favored, and they should be. You're going to look at Ohio State as a game that is – look, being realistic, that's not a winnable game if Justin Fields is playing for Indiana in Columbus. After that, I think they're all winnable for Indiana, and I think that they could lose any of those games as well. But Michigan State would be the one that I would say that's a real toss-up. And it's an important one for IU to get. Like you said, it's wedged in there between Michigan and Ohio State. So that's an important one for me. And you're right. They should have won last year's game. I don't think there's any doubt about that. IU was the better team that day. And we're inches away from getting that W. It's the rivalry aspect of it. I don't think quite as important as anything else there, but you're right. That is a chance to win a trophy and bring it back to Bloomington, and those are always important to have.
Yeah, and that rivalry, I think, is going to start getting a little bit more heated as the games and competition becomes closer with Michigan State. Next, we'll go toughest game, and it's either going to be at Ohio State or at Wisconsin. I mean, take your pick. At Ohio State, as long as they don't drop a game early and players start to opt out, that game's going to always be a bear. And we'll see. They're going to be playing for the college football playoff, and they need to go undefeated. Ohio State does, especially playing only 9 games and things like that. And then you have Wisconsin, who's very likely to win the West and represent the West and things like that. So what's your toughest game?
Ohio State's the obvious answer. Anytime you're going on the road to a top 5 team in the country, a team that a lot of people were picking as their college football champion before the Big Ten decided not to play, that's going to be the answer. I do think that at Wisconsin in December is a unique challenge for sure. Given the personnel, the way that Wisconsin tends to play, if it's cold and snowy, you're looking at that kind of plays right into how the Badgers like to play. So it would be incredibly difficult to go to Madison in a bad weather game and beat the Badgers at something they do, you know, as well as anybody in the country. So both of those are very difficult. I would put those as 1 and 2 in the difficulty index, if you will. I would be surprised if IU won either of those games, given the rosters that we know right now. But I think, you know, the rest of them, I do think are doable. And, you know, this could be a season where a program like Indiana that's returning quite a few starters and a pretty good continuity on the coaching staff. It's not without change, but pretty good continuity. You know, this could be the type of season where a program like that is able to jump up and, you know, score one of those big upsets that they otherwise maybe wouldn't get. So that'll be something to keep an eye on for sure. Not just with Indiana, but with some other teams that have some good continuity. I think a Minnesota would be something to keep an eye on out of the West. Not analyzed all those schedules, but you know, that's one that I don't know yet. And we'll get into our opponents or how I feel about Wisconsin yet this year. Some chinks in the armor in the West. And I do think that there's an opportunity for somebody else to sneak up and take down the Badgers in the West, but either of those are going to be really difficult games for IU, no doubt about that. And I think we have to be realistic about this. Until Indiana proves that they can beat one of the Giants in the East, you know, our optimism surrounding it has to be taken with a huge grain of salt.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of upsets, TJ, what is your pick for the best chance that IU upsetting a team in which they'd probably be underdogged in?
I would take Michigan. Michigan home game, that one, it's been a long time coming. I cannot think of too many opponents I would rather beat than Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. IU owes them big time for games that on multiple occasions in Indiana, I feel like should have won and has not been able to pull it off. I'll go with the Wolverines as the best chance for an upset. Right now, I'm not sure what the spread would be, but I would think Michigan would be somewhere between like a probably a 6 and a 9 point favorite, something like that. And I'd feel pretty good about taking the Hoosiers in that. Right now, IU just seems to match up pretty well with them typically. And I do think that Indiana could give the Wolverines their first loss to them in quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since 1987 since Indiana's beaten Michigan. I'm going to go with Penn State. We've seen the first game back for all these teams. Funky things have happened. You don't really know what to expect, how teams have practiced. You saw Navy, who went from not being able to tackle their way out of a wet paper bag to being the team of the week in just, you know, a matter of weeks as well. And you just don't know what to expect. It's a home game for Indiana. You know, they're going to be fired up. I think Penn State's going to be fired up. They're another team who can contend, for, you know, a Big Ten title. I believe Penn State plays Ohio State the next week.
Yeah.
So they could be looking ahead as well. But it is the opener. It's a much anticipated opener. So I don't think that looking ahead is going to be a problem, but you don't know. These teams haven't been on a field since January, late December and January, and you just don't know. You don't know how they're going to respond and how they're going to look. So I think just with the unknowns, I would give Penn State – the Penn State game is my best bet at an upset. I don't think you go to Ohio State, and depending on how Wisconsin's looking, it's tough to say that game is more winnable than the Penn State game. So I'm going to go with Penn State as my best bet for an upset. Final – let's do predictions, TJ. What's your prediction, barring the ninth game, since we don't know an opponent, for the eight-game schedule for IU?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 4-4 for Indiana. I do think that would swap them. I think, given Ohio State's going to go 8-0, and I would project Penn State and Michigan somewhere around like 6-2. I think that slots Indiana right in the fourth, right in the middle of the Big Ten East. I think ahead of Michigan State, ahead of Maryland, ahead of Rutgers, and just picking a name out of the hat, I would say that puts Indiana going up against, I'll say, Iowa out of the West. But I think 4-4 with and again, what does that mean for this season? Does that then get labeled a success? Does it? I don't know. It's too early to tackle those types of questions. But I do see this 4-4 as being the most logical answer.
Yeah, I'm going to take 4-4 as well. It's a tough schedule. I think a lot of teams are going to finish 4-4 in the Big Ten overall. So it'll be interesting to see who Indiana draws in Champions Week on December 19th. And I mean, you're right. It is way too early to start doing, you know, what's a successful season, what's an unsuccessful season, other than if they go 0-8, it's unsuccessful. Or if they go 2-6, it's unsuccessful. You know, something like that. But 4-4, I think it's going to depend on how they look in those games. It's as expected. That's if you're going to put money on it, I think 4-4 would be the odds-on favorite on where they're going to land. Could they upset somebody and end up 5-3? Maybe even 6-2 if you get something special going. Sure. But 4-4, you could play anybody in the West. I mean, you could have Nebraska finish 4-4. You could have Minnesota finish 4-4. You could have Iowa finish 4-4. Purdue could finish 4-4. Illinois could finish 4-4. I just think that there's going to be a whole bunch of 4-4 teams, and we'll see what that means in terms of bowl season as well, whether or not that is that's going to be, you know, what the threshold is to go to a bowl. Is it going to be 5 wins? Is it going to be 4 wins? Is the Pac-12 going to play? Is the MAC going to play? It's going to be very, I think, a very parity, a lot of parity, what I'm trying to say, a lot of parity in the Big Ten this year outside of the top maybe 2 or 3 teams in Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, and maybe you throw Michigan in there as well, even though Dylan McCaffrey has ended up opting out and transferring. So that does it for tonight's show, TJ. A quick show. Any final thoughts? And we'll get you unmuted.
There we go. Yeah, I do think that the Big Ten, the way that they handled the release, ultimately, I will give, since we gave a lot of criticism, I will give some kudos for the way it's gone here in the past week or so. I think it's been much better, and they've clearly learned a few lessons from the botched first go-around. And I also think that the ninth game, that championship week, I think that's a cool idea. I know that that's not necessarily replicable for each season, but I think it was a cool idea to add something extra to be playing for. What would otherwise be a full Saturday right before Christmas.
I think we've lost TJ.
You know, 1 or 2 teams out of the East, and maybe 1 or 2. Everybody's playing for positioning now.
Yeah, it makes the season a little bit more exciting in terms of playing for positioning, and you know, maybe you'll play somebody that Indiana really hasn't played recently. In Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa, you know, those teams that Indiana rarely gets to see because of that. So it's a cool idea. I liked how they rolled it out on the big noon kickoff. I thought that was really cool. They kind of stuck that out at the 11th hour. It's like 11:30 on Friday night. They snuck that out. It was pretty cool to see that and grab some fans and be the center of attention. Does it make up for how they handled the rest of the time? Not really, but it does score some kudos points. Anyway, that does it for tonight's show. TJ, thanks for joining us as always. And, you know, we'll start doing our preview podcast. We got the offense and defense to preview, and then we have one more podcast, and you know, then we'll have game previews. So it's coming, folks. It's the light is at the end of the tunnel. It's a dim light right now, but it's there, and we'll keep trucking forward. Final word from our sponsor over at Bet Us on or Bet Online. You know, you might not be at a game this year, but you could still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you could get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You could get in on their season-opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your sportsbook experts. And we still have our promotion with Manscaped. Listeners of this show will get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use the promo code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns and by shaving the front. All right, that does it for this evening's show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week to preview the offensive side of the ball. Keep coming back to HoosierHuddle.com. Our countdown to kickoff has continued. We'll have previews out, interviews with coaches and players, and all of that, as well as our high school roundups for IU commits. So HoosierHuddle.com, follow us on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle, and find us on Facebook as well. Thanks to TJ Inman for joining us tonight, and we'll be back next Monday for our first team preview.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.